This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is finally here, and joining me to talk about it is on-air reporter for Complex News and video game reviewer, Hanoman Welch. Thanks for joining me, Hanoman.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So tell me a little bit about Call of Duty. Do you know when the series began?
This is the 15th Call of Duty game, so we're looking like mid-2000s, early 2000s. It's gone through a bunch of iterations, and I think this is the 7th Black Ops kind of in through the main series.
When people think of Call of Duty, those who haven't been playing games for a while, they think of, you know, World War II. So when did they jump from World War II into what we have now?
That split would be Modern Warfare, and I think that's probably when the game really kind of exploded in popularity and kind of really expanded its user base. Like you were saying, up until that point, it was sort of a World War II shooter, and then the studio kind of reinvented the series with Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, and then, of course, they started rolling out Black Ops shortly thereafter. And that's when the game sort of stayed in the present, especially dealing with sort of like geopolitical stuff with Modern Warfare, and now where we are in Black Ops and some of the main entries in Call of Duty, which are sort of set in the not-too-distant future.
Now, for me personally, I kind of don't play the campaigns. I go right into the multiplayer. So I'm a little curious, does, you know, Modern Warfare and Black Ops, do they coincide like story-wise, or are these just by themselves standalone stories?
Definitely standalone stories. I mean, I feel like narrative is an important part, and I feel like there's just enough to get people invested, but by and large, the biggest draw on this is sort of the multiplayer. For Call of Duty Black Ops 4, there is no sort of main single-player campaign. I mean, of course, you can play by yourself online, but there is no sort of like start at the beginning, introduce a character, beat an end boss, the end, credits roll. That's sort of not really what the series has ever been about, although there are characters that do make appearances over the course of the series. They make reoccurring appearances, but for the most part, I think people are there and invested in sort of the competitive shooter aspect.
Absolutely, I know I am, but I'm not going to say I'm a little shocked that, hey, they took away the campaign mode. Why do you think they did that?
I think, by and large, I think people and the studio, Treyarch, they realize that, you know, fans of shooters basically don't, they kind of want to just tear open the game and get going with their friends and just start of getting on the maps and just start racking up kills. I mean, I feel like there's no shortage of games out there that if you want to have like sort of a deep narrative experience, there's a whole sort of market for that. So I think, you know, Treyarch just knows what their fans want.
Do you think moving forward that all Call of Duty games are not going to have a campaign mode now?
I mean, I feel like it depends on how well these last few have done, and this one in particular will be received, because they've made some pretty welcome changes in terms of keeping the players invested, even though there's no single-player campaign with this most recent entry. They've started introducing class specialists, you know, so let's say you're not that great at running and gunning and sort of leading the team into battle, you can play like the crash specialization, which is almost like a medic, so you can kind of drop ammo and health packs and be almost a support character.
That sounds really cool. I love being support in any type of game I play, you know, League of Legends, you know, wow, so you can actually just heal people and be like, that's my role?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I definitely feel like Treyarch looked at the sort of the popularity of games like Overwatch and realized that you can go a little deeper with class specializations and realize that, oh, maybe I just want to be a healer. Maybe I just want to be somebody who can set up shields. Maybe I just want to be somebody that doesn't necessarily have to take the responsibility of charging first into battle.
So for Black Ops 4, besides the multiplayer, what other modes are there?
There are 14 multiplayer maps, but I feel like the biggest sort of draw and addition to the modes for this entry is Blackout. So looking at the popularity of games like PlayerUnknown Battleground and Fortnite over the last couple years, what they've done with Black Ops 4 is that they've made a 100-person multiplayer sort of free-for-all map. So 100 players drop onto a map, have to battle it out until one person or one team remains, and, you know, of course, the map shrinks, and then you're fighting over weapons and equipment and resources, and you're scavenging and safe areas where you can kind of hide out. And but again, the map continues to shrink and forcing players and survivors closer into sort of these more hectic firefights. So you can be playing that with solo, duo, squads, and I feel like that's going to be a great way to kind of make kind of Black Ops 4, a little bit more of a jack of all trades when it comes to competing with some of the other sort of shooters that are very popular right now.
You know, you're right about jack of all trades, because you can't help but to think of Fortnite automatically when you hear Battle Royale, right? Now, for Black Ops, though, do you think they jumped the shark by having their own Battle Royale?
I think it all depends on how good of a job they've done. I mean, I feel like if it's too close to PUBG or Fortnite, I think people will kind of roll their eyes a little bit. But I feel like if they're able to sort of infuse enough of their own personality and their own character, and, you know, they have an established user base. People buy these games annually because they know what they're getting and they know that they're fans of Call of Duty. If you're going to offer somebody the option for a Battle Royale mode, make sure there's enough sort of meat on the plate to keep your base happy.
Speaking of people who buy these games all the time, I can't help but to think of my cousin. He's, I think, 15 and he loves the series, but it's for the zombie mode. Is there going to be a zombie mode this time?
Yes, there's a zombie mode, obviously. I mean, cooperative zombie mode, one of the biggest draws to all of the Call of Duty series. This time it features two separate storylines for people to play. The first is titled Aether, which follows sort of a previous zombie storyline from the first three Black Ops games. And the second is called Chaos, which features new characters Scarlet, Stanton, Diego, and Bruno, which takes place on sort of like an overrun Titanic. So there's a lot of sort of like Egyptian-themed sort of magic going on, and there's a lot of sort of, there's a little bit of a story there. But again, the big draw is, you know, me and three friends want to go waste some zombies.
And they do it so well. I think Call of Duty, out of all the zombie killer games, this one is the best for me personally.
I jump on zombies before I jump on multiplayer.
That's true. I think like a lot of people do, because it's more fun. I don't know. I always like killing the Nazi zombies. Now, can we expect this to be on PC?
I think they actually have plans for it to come out on PC, but the game launches all consoles. So yeah, I think there's always plans to sort of port these over to PC eventually. But, you know, Call of Duty is at its core a console game. You know, it does have an annualized user base. You know, these people come back every year and have stayed with it over console generations. So Treyarch isn't stupid. Activision isn't stupid. They know where their bread is buttered, and they definitely know that console is first, and then, you know, we'll get around to PC when we get around to it.
You know, I have to ask, everybody loves the zombie mode so much. Why not just make a standalone?
Probably the same reason you don't eat Snickers every day. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna get cavities. You know, and again, there's no shortage of like actual zombie shooter games out on the market. But if you know you're gonna get the polish from a Call of Duty game, and you know it's just this sort of like added cherry on top of the sundae, I feel like fans are willing to wait it out and kind of just wait for the next installment.
Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. And for those listening, where can they find more information about you?
On Twitter, at Hanuman Welch. Any video game related questions, I'm there. You can harass me, do whatever you like, compliment me. You know, basically what it means to be on Twitter at any time.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.